Another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We're back live on the air this Monday evening. Thank you so much for joining us. As last week, we had a tape show, but we're back live tonight. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the past, present, and future of indoor soccer in Rochester with the owner of the Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, at the top of the hour. A lot of news going on about what might happen next year with the MISL and the Rochester Lancers. We'll get all the latest information from the source himself, Soccer Sam. And we'll also catch up on the latest U.S. and international soccer news. There's a lot of things going on right now. Some big news today about the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. Also international news about the World Cup. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard. And we'll also catch you caught up in what's been going on with our show. And some big news tonight about our show as well. So let's bring in Joe Redcard Sirianni, the Lancers Wall of Famer, the only man to be red carded in an NASL match.
Well, I don't know about that now. It used to be a daytime. And now every time I watch TV and watch soccer games, everybody gets red carded. Players I'm talking about, not necessarily the trainers. But anyway, it was my fortune or misfortune to earn the nickname red card. And what are you going to do? That's the way it goes.
You shouldn't have kicked the referee in the you-know-where.
when you're short, you can only reach a certain place. So, this show is fun, and we're having a lot of fun, but we talk about soccer all the time, and we're looking forward. We just ended with indoor. We're looking a month from now.
Well, not done yet. There's still one more match on Sunday against the Lancers playing Syracuse. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be genial and gentlemanly match.
Home. I'm talking about home.
Home, yes.
Yeah, home game. So I enjoyed the game last night to a certain extent, and I was fortunate to be in a suite and look at the game from a suite, which gave me a different perspective.
Absolutely.
And besides that, all the other things that went being in the suite. So I thank Bernie Yakovangelo for making all those things possible. I thank him for sponsoring our show. And I thank all the other sponsors, because without them, we won't be able to do this show. So
that's right. And speaking of sponsors, we have some big news here.
Exactly. So, and we have a new sponsor, which you announced it.
Yes, we do. We're very happy to announce our newest sponsor for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And for those of you out there, I'm sure coming up in springtime, it's time to start working on your homes. It's time to start renovating and working on your kitchen, your bath, getting some new wood floors in, maybe some new tile.
New
carpeting. Well, there's a place in Rochester that maybe you don't know too much about, but they've been in business for over 25 years, and they have the Yakovangelo name behind them, which means it's top-notch quality. And of course, top-notch monogram is also top-notch as well. Everybody in our show is top-notch, but these guys are really top-notch. Claridge Design Center. They're located in Chi-Lai Park Plaza in Chi-Lai, right off the expressway, not too far away. And again, they're owned by the Yakovangelo family, and 25 years in the business. They've done work all over Monroe County, all over Rochester, and they are a great, great place to do your home remodeling.
I had the pleasure to tour the place, and I can tell you, Ms. Jacobangelo, which I know her as Patty, I'm privileged to call her that, and they do a fantastic job over there. They have an assortment of floor covering. They have an assortment of furniture. So if you're in the market of anything, just be sure you patronize our sponsor. Be sure you go over there, and if you mention Soccer Kick in the Grass, you never know.
You get a good handshake.
Or you might get a discount. So you never
definitely
know
mention if you go there that you heard about it on our show, because they want to know that. But
yeah,
you go to their website, and you can see all of their work. Claridge at Claridge designcenter.com. You can also get there from faberhomes.com if you go to the design link on the website there. And the number to call is 889-5800. And again, talk to Patty. She's the store manager, the owner. Is also, again, the gentlemen that have been there along with Patty have been there for years, and they're top quality. Their quality of service you get there is second to none. They have great materials. They work with the best vendors, the best manufacturers. So give them a call when you're getting ready to work on your home projects, whether it's small or big. Give them a call, 889-5800, and you'll hear more about them, of course, as we get into our show and do the shows. You'll hear their commercials coming up very soon on our show.
Exactly.
So we're talking about soccer, but you know it's freezing cold out there. But you know what? MLS starts next Saturday, and that means the Rhinos are getting ready. Their season, their first training camp session is next Monday. We'll have all the information on that. Plus, they have the preseason schedule out, is ready to go, and the first game is next Friday. I hope it's over freezing. I hope it's higher than 32 degrees.
We're going to have a lot of snow by that time.
Well, we can go in the press box at least, but most of the games are in the afternoon. It's just one evening game, so let's say what's going on. Next Friday, Syracuse University comes to town. All these games are at Salem Stadium, by the way, except for one, which we'll tell you about. Binghamton University, the Bearcats come in on Sunday, March 9th at 2. Then on Friday the 14th, it's Niagara, of course, the alma mater of Alex Salen. And, of course, we wish Alex best with her baby on the way and Aaron Lines. We'll talk about the Flash in a second, too, by the way. That's a 6 p.m. kickoff. That's a little bit later. Then the Rhinos will play Pittsburgh down in Pittsburgh at their new facility, Highmark Stadium. Friday the 21st is a big game because we have our first NASL team coming to Rochester. The NASL, you know, the, I don't know if it's the Rivals, the second division, the league that wants to be top flight. I don't know what they are. But
you know, one of those days they're going to merge those leagues. So mark that on your calendar, Andrew, because that's what's going to happen.
We'll see. It's the Ottawa Fury, one of the brand new teams. Of course, their women's team has been around for a long time, but they now have a men's team. It's in the North American Soccer League. They're come to town. It's an afternoon game on Friday, March 21st, the first day of spring, so hopefully it'll be warmer. Then Cornell comes into town. Of course, the alma mater of Dave Sarakin,
exactly,
on the 23rd of March. And then Saturday the 29th, 1 p.m., it's the Montreal Impact, or players thereof of the Montreal Impact. We don't know who they'll bring, but they're going to be here on Saturday, the March 29th at 1 p.m. So it's
soccer is here.
It is.
Outdoor soccer is here. I mean, just the fancy. And of course, you know, I just want to listen to know that there are plans that Bernie Aquinas is making for a kickoff dinner for the Rhinos and a kickoff dinner for the Flash. So keep those, I believe, April 22nd and 23rd for the
Rhinos. Check those dates.
Yeah.
That's going to be at the Italian American Community Center.
Exactly. So
run by Joe Sirianni. By
No. I'm just the figurehead over there.
No. You do so much work. You're over there more than you are at home.
That's for sure. I don't know why, but I am. But anyway, just circle those dates, because I'm pretty sure those are the dates. So if you want to meet the Rhino and then you want to meet the Flash, you know, it's going to be a fantastic time. So, and thanks again to Bernie Aquavangelo and, of course, the Rhino organization, the Flash organization for having those events, and of course the fans, we couldn't do without the fans. You know,
so 454 kick to get your Rhinos and Flash season tickets. It's right around the corner. The Flash signed two new players: New Zealand international Emma Kete, and I went and looked up her up on YouTube. She scored a golazo when she played for Sydney FC this last season against, unfortunately, Melbourne Victory, your team, Joe. It was unbelievable. She's a New Zealand international, of course, a countrywoman of Aaron Lyons, and she teamed up with Sam Kerr this season, playing in the league in Australia. So she is a top-notch player, a forward, midfielder forward, and also Kristen Edmonds, who's a graduate of Rutgers, has experience in the Icelandic and the Russian first divisions, is also joining the Western New York Flash. So two new players, but I got a feeling there may be some more coming along the line here, possibly.
And the returnee, of course, the players are returning are people that we are familiar with. I'm very, very happy that my favorite player, Zarbon, is coming back, you know, and all the other ones, Carly Lloyd, you know. And somebody named Wambach, yeah, that we all love in Rochester. And we should love her because she has put Rochester into the world, you know, for us to be recognized as being, you know, the home of Ivy Wambach.
That's right. And the Flash's schedule, they're going to be starting off very soon as well. And I'm very excited about the Flash schedule. They're going to be home. The first home game is coming up on May 3rd, and it will be against the Portland Thorns. Boy, what a way to kick off the season.
The team that ousted us from the playoffs.
Right. So it's, mark that day, Saturday, May 3rd, Portland against Western New York. It's the only time we'll see Portland at Salem Stadium this season, so we
got a score to settle with them.
Yes, but we do. We got a couple of goals, but we'll have a lot more to talk about with the Rhinos and the Flash next week. But right now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll switch focus to international soccer. We got a lot to talk about. Some big things happening over in Europe, and a little match that happened in London on Saturday.
I knew you were going to say that.
Maybe even one in Turin. We'll talk about as well. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. Dick Howard next air on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, also at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price. An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for the 2nd straight year. The Lancers play their final match of the season this Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. in Syracuse against the Silver Knights. Come make the short trip down the thruway to support your team as they look to end the campaign with a win over their biggest rivals. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by Dental Doctor David Olivo of Gates. The number to call for his office, 328-3382, or go to his interactive website. It really is interactive. Dr. Olivo actually talks to you on his own website at davidolivodmd.com. I've been going to his office since I was three years old. Maybe I've been going since you were 3 years old. You were still in Italy, but you go to him as well. We highly recommend him.
He's my dentista.
That's right. You go recommend him for all your dental work. So give him a call and tell him you heard about us on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. He's a soccer guy himself.
Yeah,
so.
And his office is very, very friendly, and they got a coffee machine over there. You can have a nice cup of coffee and
calm me down.
Yeah, like a tranquilizer. For all of you that are afraid, just go have a cup of coffee, relax a little bit, and then they just bring you in, and the atmosphere just relaxes you.
That's right, absolutely.
Rosemary over there, she's a very, very, very nice lady to talk to, and his nurses are very good, too.
Absolutely. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Great. Maybe I need to change my dentist.
Yeah. Well, you're always welcome to come down, Dick, if you want to.
We can get you a discount.
That's great. That's great. No, congrats. I know you're smiling today, Andrew, the Battle of the Blues. But it was
very late.
The first thing he's got on the notes over here, talk about Chelsea. How do you like that?
Well,
the first thing.
Say that. But to be fair, we always talk about the breaking news first. So here are the results, some big results today around the world. And probably the biggest surprise was in Italy. Napoli held to a 1-1 draw by Genoa. That certainly hurts Napoli's chances in Serie A. Parma also tied Fiorentina 2-2. And in the F, there's some FA Cup replays today. Hull City went on over 2-1 over Brighton, and Sheffield Wednesday lost at home to Charlton 2-1. So those are the results. So I know that, well, it's good result for Juventus, because Napoli drops points at home.
Well, that's good for Juventus, and that, you know, of course, as long as you talk about your team, I can talk about my team. And, you know, the big controversy, I don't know, Dick, if you if you watched the game. You know, they Juventus Torino. They all say that the Juventus play with 12 men.
12 men.
Yeah, the referee.
One of those games.
Well, referees do wear black and white stripes in some leagues.
It says that the referee was part of the Juventus thing because he didn't see a penalty. That the
I didn't see the game, Joe, so I can't comment on it. But what do you think?
Well, you know, if you, I looked at the replay, and you know, Pirlo did extend his leg, you know, but he didn't trip the guy. I mean, it just as they were running, you know, sometimes when you run side by side, and you try to get the ball, you know, and you go for the ball, but at the same time you get the guy. I mean,
it's so tough, isn't it? Guys just get touched a little bit and down they go.
It's up to the referees, discretion. And then, of course, there's all these guys that go down and they make a big deal of the whole thing, you know.
They make a meal of it, is what they
make
say.
A meal out of it, yeah.
That's for sure.
There's one FIFA referee, it's a great statement. He said it's just like the players get to the penalty area, the edge of the penalty area, and it's like diving into the pool, you know, to get the PK. No, there's always a... And again, you know, we've got the advantage of super slow motion, all these cameras, the referee's got to make a split-second decision in conjunction with often his assistant. And it's, you know, they're not going to get everyone right, that's for sure. They're human, they make mistakes, just like players.
It's funny, my wife and I were talking about technology today when we were taking our walk, and you wonder, you know, at some point, and then sure it's available, you have video you can get on a watch. I mean, maybe at some point referees will get replays sent to their watch and they can see exactly what happened. Who knows? But, I mean, it's going to be interesting with the World Cup this year, and if something happens where a referee's decision decides a match, and it's just going to become even more to the forefront, and it's certainly been a problem for years, but now with the technology that we have,
I hope it never comes. You know, I think goal line technology I can accept, but video replay, stopping the game, going out checking it as it does with American football, no. I think it would take away so much of the game, and I think the fact you've just got to improve the level of officiating, and that's the key thing. And we're seeing, unfortunately, in recent games, some of the top officials in the world making some very dubious calls. But as I say, they're human. They make mistakes just like players. Even goalkeepers make mistakes, don't they, Joe? And that's what we call experience, is learning from mistakes. But you certainly don't want a crucial game to be decided by that. But
right.
I'm always on the referee's side.
Hopefully Tim Howard will learn from his mistake he made on Saturday when he suits up for the United States. I mean, it was an own goal. I mean, it's just more, he's had more than one own goal in his career, and it was but really, if you think about it though, it was the foul on Ramirez that set it all up. I mean,
that was a bit harsh, but tell you what, guys, you know, you've got modern technology. But would you believe, and Andrew, you're going to laugh as well as Joe, 3 minutes before the end of the game, my recording stopped of the Chelsea-Everton game.
No.
So I dashed upstairs to my computer, and I then get the, you know, minute by minute, and the goal by, whether it's an old goal by Tim Howard or John Terry. But can you believe that 3 minutes before the end of the game, my recorder stopped?
You got to make sure to extend the time.
I couldn't see anything.
It was funny. I was actually on the phone with my satellite radio company, and I couldn't yell. I was like shaking my fist at pointing to the television screen to show my wife. You know, Chelsea scored in the death of the game, and I couldn't like, you know, yell
scream,
out.
Scream, I couldn't.
But I think, Andrew, I don't know if you'd agree, I think a draw would have been a fair result in this game because Everton had their moments and certainly performed very well, good possession, and to come away from Stamford Bridge with a scoreless tie would have been great for Everton, but it was not to be. But again, you know, they were in London recently playing Spurs, again sloppy defending off a free kick, and they lose 1-0, so they've had two trips to London where they haven't defended well on set plays, and they've suffered the consequences.
Well, certainly London, people are going to be, you know, very interested in what's going on. Of course, in the Champions League, we've got a huge match on Wednesday. It's the the return to playing for against Chelsea of Didier Drogba as Galatasaray, and Chelsea will play on Wednesday. That's the featured game. And the other game on Wednesday is Schalke hosting now first place Real Madrid. And boy, what a turn up for the books, as they say in Spain, where Barcelona and Atletico both lose, and all of a sudden Real's on top. Is incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be close, isn't it? I think right down to the wire in Spain. But the one thing, looking at the stats there, that Real Madrid do not do well in trips to Germany. They've only won one, they've lost 18, tied 6 over the years in 25 previous visits to German opposition. So they hopefully will improve on that against FC Schalke 04. But I don't know, last week's games, guys, it was amazing when all four teams on the road won and did not concede any goals. It's amazing. And with this week, of course, you've got Borussia in Russia, you've got Man U in Greece, Real Madrid in Germany, and Chelsea in Turkey. You know, the favourites on the road, will it be the same again? Because it just shows that the home field advantage doesn't always come true.
You know, they only tell one thing, that the game of soccer is a beautiful game that it's not really can be predicted. You know, we can say all we want to who's going to win, you know, who we think should win. But at the same token, we have to say that, you know, the ball is round and you never know. All it takes one split second to make a mistake by somebody and the ball goes in the net.
And again, I read an article once in New Scientist magazine. It said soccer is the world's most exciting sport because it has a higher upset frequency than any other sport over the past 100 years. And I think that's so true.
One goal decides the game, oftentimes. And you know, you talk about that big match on Wednesday or Tuesday, Manchester United and Olympiacos. So United has something to play for here, you know, with their problems in England. Of course, they have the Carling Cup on Sunday against Sunderland. Of course, Jose Altidore playing at Wembley, which is a great thing. But United now has signed Wayne Rooney for many years, and I think maybe that might be a turning point for Manchester United. I mean, they're going to have to struggle to get into Europe next year, but if they can win the Champions League, they will be in.
But it's amazing. What is it? £300,000 a week?
How much is it in dollars?
£300,000. That's over $500,000.
About $500,000, like Dick said. Yeah.
And in the game against Crystal Palace, you'd be delighted to know that he made 72 passes with an 82% success rate. He won 4 and lost 8 tackles. He had 2 shots on target. One resulted in a goal and one was blocked. And that is what he's getting paid for.
Well, he's paid to put the ball in the back of the net, and that's what he did. Yeah. So,
well, he's done it. He's been certainly consistent over the past decade in the Premier League. I think only Frank Lampard has kept the record. He's scored at least 10 goals, I think. So he's certainly valuable in that area. But it's quite interesting because I've been interviewing the Olympiacos goalkeeper, Carroll, who's a Northern Ireland international who used to play for Manchester United, and he feels that Olympiacos can get a result against Manchester United. He feels that they're playing very nervous football at the moment. So we shall see. But it'll be certainly a very intimidating environment that Man U are going into. But they've always had good success against Greek teams. So
I'm concerned about that Galatasaray match, Dick, because talk about a fortress. Talk about playing in a tough environment. There may not be any tougher environment to play in than in Istanbul. And
the Telecom Arena. And in a game, guys, and you would know more than me about this, the loudest stadium in sports, it was 131 decibels, the noise when they played a recent game against Fenerbahce. And I know that they did some testing with was it Seattle in the NFL with regards to the noise, and they got into the Guinness Book of Records. I don't know how many decibels that was there, but
I don't think it was
the Telecom Arena is certainly a very intimidating environment.
It certainly is. It's going to be some great matches. I'll be on Fox Soccer. Actually, there'll be two matches on Fox Sports 1 on Tuesday, because the Zenit St. Petersburg match will start at noon, and then it'll be Olympiacos and Man U at 2:45 on Wednesday. Both matches will be going on at the same time, so one will be on Fox Sports 1, Galatasaray Chelsea and Schalke, Real Madrid on Fox Sports 2. And we're not going to forget that Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid play on Sunday, so a huge match in La Liga there, maybe the biggest match of the weekend. And of course we can't forget Inter Roma, yeah, and Milan and Juventus play in Serie A. Big matches.
Milan is doing well right now, and you know, they won, and they're scoring goals even without Balotelli. Okay, so Balotelli is crying a lot, but he's out of right now. The team is winning without him, so.
It's good to see Clarence Seedorf getting some results. You know, obviously he didn't get them in the Europe.
And you know, he's trying to change Balotelli. Besides that, he's got him on his wing, and just hope that he's going to be successful, because Balotelli is a good player. It just needs to do a lot of growing up.
High maintenance, Joe. That's all. High maintenance. You've seen a few of those in the Lancers over the years, right?
Yeah. You know, there is only one thing that I regret, Dick, is that you and I lived in the wrong era. Just think, right now we could be millionaires.
You know, I don't know about that, but it's certainly a different era. But great to see. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, at the weekend, but great crowds. You know, Soccer Sam, the way he gets people coming to the games, that's tremendous. And hopefully, you know, they can build on that and have a successful year next year. It wasn't as successful as it hoped this year, but the atmosphere at games is great. And as I say, I was sorry I couldn't be there for the final home game on Sunday.
That reminds me, Dick, a little bit of the old days when you know, we tended to the younger kids and we built soccer. So you know, that's a plus, because he's doing the same thing. Many kids in those days, and those kids are they all play soccer in different teams. So
you know, it's so great, male and female.
Good promotion.
It's great, and Rochester is one of the few, you know, with an outdoor men's team, professional team, outdoor women's professional team, and an indoor team. It's great to see, you know, and that interest. There's some very sophisticated soccer people that obviously listening on the show and getting out to the games as well.
Well, I think it's going to be great. Then next week we'll talk. We have international matches on Wednesday, and then the start of MLS on the weekend. So we'll be talking about that as well. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, guys, keep smiling.
Ciao, Dick.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, speaking of the Lancers, we'll have with us the owner of the Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, to talk about what's going on with the Lancers and what might happen next year with the Major Indoor Soccer League. We'll find out from Sam himself next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Best is back. The defending NWSL regular season champions, Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's own Abby Wambach and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the world's top league for pro women's soccer. Now's the time to purchase your 2014 Flash season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete against the best women's soccer players in the world. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester, through WNYFlash.com, or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 847-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for the second straight year. The Lancers play their final match of the season this Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. in Syracuse against the Silver Knights. Come make the short trip down the thruway to support your team as they look to end the campaign with a win over their biggest rivals. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's singing here. Don't ever, everyone's going to turn off the radio, Joe. Hey, let Dean sing. He's the man.
I just couldn't resist.
Well, very happy to be joined now on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni by our good friend Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, and of course the owner of Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. 29 locations, one number, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. And if you didn't hear, we'll have some big news on Salvatore's. We'll let Sam talk about that in just a moment. And, of course, the Rochester Lancers. Again, the last match of the year is this Sunday in Syracuse at 4 p.m. against the Silver Knights. Go to rlancers.com or 872-KICK to get your tickets for next season with the Rochester Lancers and whatever league they might be playing in. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So, Sam, thank you for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew and Joe.
Well, wait a minute, Sam. I got to say that I had one piece of pizza. I'm on a diet because and then I had another piece of pizza because it tastes so good. And then, you know, and then I walked back and forth, and I was wondering whether I should eat another piece of pizza. And guess what? I did. So I ate three pieces of pizza because I like your pizza. How do you like that?
Thanks.
That's so good.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, Sam, obviously the end of the home regular season was yesterday for the Lancers. Not the way we wanted to go out, I'm sure, but you know, Baltimore is an incredible team. I mean, sorry, Michael Lewis and I were talking at the last time he was up here a couple weeks ago about if the Baltimore Blast and the Milwaukee Waves of the world could have competed in the old MISL against the New York Arrows, and it would have been interesting because that back in the days they didn't play much defense. That's why Jungle scored 5 goals a game, but it would have been interesting. But obviously they're a class organization. They're going to be a very tough team to beat in the playoffs as they defend their title. But it was a tough year with injury wise. But I know you guys on the business side did a great job, and it's a testament to everybody who works for you.
Well, thank you, Andrew and Joe. I 3 years, three different coaches doesn't help, three different systems. Now, this morning, you know, we met with Josh Reif. We've signed him to a three-year deal. So we know for the next 3 years we're going to have the same coach, and he could develop his squad and fill in the blanks like some of these other teams have done for years. And we, I hope next year could be in the playoffs, obviously, maybe even the championship.
Well, Sam, the big news that came out this week was the situation with the MISL and the future of the league when it comes to, you know, teams, if they're going to come back or not, and whether or not there might be some sort of a new arrangement or a merger with the other the indoor league. It's called the PASL, the Professional Arena Soccer League, and you've been involved with it. You've talked with people down in Dallas over the past week. Can you give us an update on what's going on and what the situation is with the MISL?
Well, I think, Andrew, it's the owners of teams in the MISL and the owners of the teams in the PSL. I think we don't understand why there should be two different leagues in indoor soccer in America. Very similar to, you know, if you look at the USL Pro and the NASL, if that was one league, they would be competing with the MLS in sponsorship revenue, national exposure, what have you. To split two doesn't make any sense. So the owners men said, you know what, hey guys, if there's a way we could talk to the MISL slash USL that owns the MISL and get the PSL to work together, you know, this would be great for the sport, and that's what I think the owners want to do. Ed Hale's leading the charge. The guys from the Missouri Comets are, you know, pushing it hard too. Their attorneys and everything, they want to see this happen. They want to see these two groups, you know, merge in some capacity. And when Tommy Tanner and I joined the I-League, we originally joined the I-League. It was supposed to be 12 teams. Well, that never happened. And I helped meet the meetings between the MISL and, at the time, the I-League. And again, when that happened, the hope was next year it would be 12 to 15 teams. Well, that never happened. So now we're approaching our third season is over, at least for some of the teams, unfortunately for us. But in a lot, you know, a lot of things, same things. In the last few months, we haven't heard of any expansion, any growth. And it's just disappointing for me. I see the USL Pro growing, and I'm thinking it's a no-brainer to say to some of these new USL Pro teams, if you want to join the USL Pro, you have to have an indoor team. And that's how you could easily grow the indoor league, which I think in a lot of cities, it'd be great to keep your staff working 12 months a year. But it just, the direction is confusing to me, and I think we've all been extremely patient, but you know, I think all of our patience is running out a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, Sam, and there's another factor here that maybe people aren't aware of, or maybe they are aware of it because they know about the Rhinos, is that the USL has now made an agreement as of last year, and now it's getting stronger with MLS. And MLS has absolutely no interest in indoor soccer. I mean, they're concentrating on the world's game. And you wonder if the USL might be going in that direction as well, and maybe they would not drop out of indoor soccer altogether, because I think at some point I see MLS buying the USL right out completely and making it their second division. So, I mean, if that's the case, then indoor soccer would be taken out of the picture, and then maybe there would be a new organization that would be in charge of indoor soccer in this country. What do you think about that?
Well, Andrew, you're a pretty smart dude, man. I never looked at it that way, but the way you say it, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm the USL, I somehow figure out a way to buy the NASL, and now you got some lovers to say to MLS, hey guys, you know, if you guys don't buy us out and give us the millions that we deserve for all our hard work for all these years, we're going to figure out a way to compete against you. So I agree with you. I think MLS has no interest in indoor soccer. I think indoor soccer has some wheels in this country. I think that time of year, people that love soccer need a fix. People that love indoor sports need a fix. And I think we're onto something. I went to Dallas. There's 4,000 fans there, and it was just a party. And I've been to San Diego and the PSL to watch games, and in Detroit. And throughout the country, you know, and if you look at our league, Andrew and Joe, you look at the MISL and look at and forget Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was a bust this year, but take all the rest of the teams. And then you look at women's pro soccer in America at the high level, and you look at USL Pro and NASL. In most cases, in most cities, we do very well, and we outdraw most of those cities. For the USL to ignore the growth of indoor makes absolutely no sense to me. It's mind-boggling to me and why there hasn't been, they haven't put more effort into it.
I think one of the things, Sam, that from my perspective, is that when you really look at the indoor versus outdoor, the critics, the naysayers, they don't view the the indoor as to be the beautiful game. Okay, they associate more like with hockey and stuff. In their vein, so. My belief is this, that eventually, there's going to be the North American Soccer League and the U.S. Pro, they're going to merge. I think that in the future, you're going to see that in order for those teams to keep the players, just like you say, to keep them together and develop them, they're going to have somewhere and somehow to keep them employed for the whole year, so they can, they can develop, they can train, they can do all the things, they can, they can promote the game. So, I am in the same opinion that you are, that somewhere along the line, for instance, just take our two organizations in Rochester, the Rhino and the Lancers. If they were to get together, work together, you will be able to employ. The guys that are playing on both teams could have a full-time job all year long. Those are the future, but it takes people with common sense to work that out.
So, that's the biggest issue. It's too many egos in the world of soccer in America, and not enough common sense. Because common sense, if you look at it, common sense-wise. There's absolutely no reason why there's USL Pro and NASL. There's no absolute reason why there's a PSL and the MSL. It's just egos. And
exactly.
If everyone could figure out a way where everyone could be satisfied and protected and make enough money, the best thing to do would be to merge everything. But hey, I'm just a small guy in a city that we're doing our best to keep this thing as successful as possible.
Well, thanks to your business acumen, you guys are doing a great job. I guess the one question I have, and we can answer this real quick, the PASL is a semi-pro league versus the MISL, which is not. Would the PASL be able to spend more money? Would the owners be able to spend more money on player salaries to allow these players to play full time during the season? Because from what I've heard, it's difficult for teams to put together a roster for road games, and it's almost like the Razor Sharks. The teams that come in to play them, they leave half their roster at home, and it's a joke. Unfortunately for the league, it should be much better than that. But money talks.
I interviewed three different PSL owners, and your comments are correct. That's how it was a few years back. But for the last 2 to 3 years, most of the teams at the highest level, the Premier, operate no different than a lot of teams in our league. I mean, you could say, well, guys have part-time jobs in the PSL. Well, most guys in American soccer are coaching camps, clinics, working soccer at night, doing things. That's unfortunately, this industry right now. This is where soccer in America is, other than MLS. So, I would never join a league where teams didn't bring the complete rosters, for every game, home or away. That's not our intent. And I think the guys that are in the PSL that want to join the MISL or push this merge, they want to operate like Baltimore and Missouri and Rochester and Syracuse and St. Louis. They want to operate like we do.
Sam, one last quick thing I mentioned earlier before we let you go. There's a big announcement today, which we knew about because you told us at your Christmas party. But there's a big addition coming to Salvatore's that we wanted to let you introduce to our listening audience. So tell us about an English type food that's going to be coming to Salvatore's.
Well, just really quick, I was in New York City about 6 months ago. My wife, I went to this place and they had this Arthur Treacher's fish and chips, which I never had. I went home, did some homework. And I was able to get the franchise rights for Rochester, Buffalo, and Syracuse. And we are going to focus on – it's an amazing product, Andrew. And enjoy
I know. I've had it. Yeah. I had it when I was a kid.
So we're going to hopefully open the first location within a couple months. And we haven't really – I'll t- tell you guys, it hasn't been out there yet, but it's going to be in Irondequoit, the first location of Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
That's going to be great. Try and get it done before Lent. I mean, that's where people are going to want to have their fish and chips.
That's true shooting for Andrew.
Yeah. Well, Sam, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. And keep us up to date on what's going on with the league because, you know, you have all the inside info. So we certainly want to know what's going on.
And thanks for being our sponsor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night, Sam. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll have U.S. Soccer News next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father, but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Hey, Joe's singing again here. He's singing to Dean Martin. He's singing to Frank Sinatra. Pretty soon he's going to be singing Pavarotti.
Yeah,
but now U.S. Soccer Domestic Report, Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm very good, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Cold.
It's freezing. Cold in Rochester. Snow's coming again.
And MLS starts next weekend. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be brutally cold. But we had some news today in U.S. soccer. We want to talk about the Hall of Fame announced their three inductees. Two of them I can understand. The third one I'm a little bit surprised, but we'll let you just talk about it. But first one you mentioned, Joe, is
Christine Lilly. She belongs there.
Of course she does. 352 caps. No one ever has had that many. Probably no one ever will have that many. And between 1987 2007 and 2010, so a 23-year career. Brian McBride, who, of course, scored that memorable goal against Portugal in the World Cup, played in three World Cups, 95 caps, 30 goals, played in England. I interviewed him when he was over in England when he was playing for Fulham.
He belongs there.
He's a fine gentleman. And then Bob Bradley, the former U.S. national team coach, who is now the coach of Egypt.
He belongs there.
Was named in the Hall of Fame. That's the one I was a bit surprised about, that he would get in so soon. But, Michael, what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty close to what you're thinking. I think that Lilly and McBride, slam dunk selections on their very first ballot. I voted for them, no doubt about it. I could not vote for the Veterans Committee or the Builders ballot, but I am quite frankly surprised that Bob Bradley got in as early. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but I'd like to think that there are other people that perhaps should have been considered, such as, Francisco Marcos, who started the USL and started this incredible minor league, of which the Rochester Lancers indoor team is a part of. Burton Hames, who longtime American youth soccer organization president and executive. Gianfranco Baroni, who did a great job with the amateurs for so many decades, if not years. And Fritz Marth, another big-time amateur executive. Unfortunately, they did not make it. And again, there's no doubt that Bob Bradley has the credentials for it, but he's still coaching in that.
He's still active.
He's still building up his credentials. Like I said, no doubt he deserves it, but maybe a little premature, but what are you going to do?
Mike, I just got a question, seeing how you're involved in all this and you know pretty well. Has Carlos Mediterranean name ever come up? Has a Charlie Shano name ever come up? I mean, those were builder. Without those guys, there wouldn't be soccer today in the North American Soccer League. Because Charlie was the guy that actually saved the league and saved soccer in the 60s and 70s.
We could probably do an entire show about the NASL players, coaches, owners, front office people who are not in it. Unfortunately, a number of years ago, there was a cutoff that they weren't going to, after a certain year, and it might have been maybe 10 years ago, they weren't going to induct anyone or very many people from the MLS, actually the NASL era in. And unfortunately, Charlie Shiano, Pat DeNolfo, Carlos Mediteri, and those people from the era were shut out. And, you know, I've written columns before about how Carlos deserves to be in, and we don't have to go through his credentials again, but I'd like to see that reopened again for him on the veterans ballot and people like Pat DeNolfo and Charlie Shiano on the builders ballot. I don't know I don't know the process for it, but they and other people deserve to have another shot.
Well, Michael, we're running out of time, unfortunately. It seems it always happens. But quick, your thoughts on Chivas. Obviously, Chivas USA is no longer going to be Chivas USA, or at least after this year, maybe. MLS bought them and looking for a new owner. And I wonder if the team's going to stay in Los Angeles at this point. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I say good riddance to Chivas and the way they did things. I think we talked about it once before, that about the racism that they had. Maybe reverse racism, as we know it. I have no problem with foreign owners coming in and owning teams. And if they want to have an Hispanic bent to it or a French bent or whatever, no problem. But the way they did it was left a very bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. Yeah, good question about whether or not they're going to remain in L.A. I know Garber is the MLS commissioner is pushing for them to remain there because they feel it's a big enough market. Of course, there's always San Diego down the pike, so to speak, and there's also a few other places in the United States who are dying for Major League Soccer teams, St. Louis, Atlanta, Minneapolis.
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Sacramento.
And there's one in Rochester as well, too.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, they also say they're not going to sell the team to Stan Kroenke or David Beckham. So that's out of the question.
Well,
there was talk about them becoming the L.A. Gunners, possibly being owned by Arsenal. So I guess that's off the table, too. But, boy, MLS starts next week, Mike, so we're going to have a lot to talk about with MLS and the start of the season. I can't believe it's here already. But it's here, and we're going to be...
Spring, but it's going to spring.
Well, some places it is.
Just remember, you shovel snow before the game, at halftime, and after the games. Don't do it during the game.
Hey, after that Costa Rica-U.S. match, I mean, they should be thankful if there wasn't snow like that. But, Mike, we'll talk to you again next week. We'll talk about the Red Bulls and the start of MLS. And, of course, U.S. and Ukraine, if that actually happens. We don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll talk about that as well. Thanks a lot. We'll
talk about.
Okay, definitely.
Stay warm, Mike.
You too, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. Always happy to have Michael and Dick Howard on the show, as always. And I also want to thank again our newest sponsor, Claridge. And they are, again, the Claridge Design Center, Chalet Paul Plaza, 889-5800 for all of your remodeling and your kitchen, bath, and flooring needs. Give them a call. I want to thank, of course, Soccer Sam for being on the show. And they will be talking more about the Lancers again as we move out down the pike with them and the MISL and all of that. So, Joe, it's been a great show as always.
As always, thank you, Andrew, for the great job you're doing. And thank you to our listener for listening to us. And thank you to all the people that are far away and listen to us. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Bob DeAngelo, thank you as well. We'll be back next Monday on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.